Praise 106.5. Jim and Lynette here. Good morning. Welcome to your day.
Mm-hmm. If you are doing something you love, you found your passion, no matter what that is, whether you love taking photographs, maybe it's talking on the radio every morning and having a cup of coffee with listeners to encourage them. Maybe it's singing music and sharing about Jesus all over the world. Well, that was the dream and passion for Mark Stewart. And you may recognize that name. Mark was the lead singer for the group Audio Adrenaline for over 15 years. They sold millions of records. They traveled the world. They sang in arenas and festivals, sharing the love of Jesus, their songs so incredibly heartfelt. And then a few years ago, Mark Stewart, the lead singer, he lost his voice. He got an incurable vocal cord disease that took his voice literally away to where he could barely even audibly speak. So very sad. Not only did he lose his voice, he says he lost his band, he lost his marriage, and he felt like he was alone, that no one was there, that God wasn't there in his time of desperation. He got depressed. Well, during that time, apparently he moved to Haiti, and he was there doing mission work, and he thought, this is a great place for me to be, to give back. And while he was there, he says he found his voice, a new way to speak out for people who didn't have a voice at all. He has since found love. He's remarried, and he is sharing his story. He's got a book that he has written, and I cannot wait to read this. If you're a big Audio Adrenaline fan, you'll want to look for this in your favorite Christian bookstore very soon. It's called Losing My Voice to Find It. Maybe you're like me. You go, oh, yeah, I remember Mark. And the group Audio Adrenaline with the music that he did. Can't wait to read this. But I thought, you know, it's pretty amazing when we think, okay, this is our life. This is what we're doing. And it's not always, doesn't always go as planned or as dreamed. But God can always take what has been destroyed or broken and use it for good. You've heard about that. Now you've got a story. And maybe God's still working on your dream and your life too. He's not done yet.